The Gemara brings over here machlokes. It's my turbit zaveshet. Rav Amar b'mashu Shmuel b'merubai. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is the treifas of the turbit zaveshet. B'mau mashu b'merubai. Rav Amar b'mashu. The Gemara says is mitam that it's makam shchitahu. Shmuel b'merubai lav makam shchitahu. So machlokes Rav and Shmuel is in the first lashon of the Gemara. In the beginning is the makam shchita. Is not makam shchita. And nafkamina is it the treifa b'mashu or the treifa b'rubay? Maskana the Gemara says even Rav agrees that it's lav makom shchita, but it's still treifas b'mashu. Now the Gemara brings later a ma'isa Amar Rava Ramina Alecho, that there's a story of Ahutura Davi Lebnei Rav Ukva the Ascha by Shchita Betur Betzaveshet, the Gomer Betzaveshet, that they did a Shchita that started in the Tur Betz ended up in the Veshet. Amar Rava says, Ramin Alei Chumer Derav Chumer Deshmul Tarif Nalei Chumer Derav. I'm going to Amar Rav Mashu. So Alt Rav, I'm going to say that it's Aser because this is a Nekev of a Mashu. I Amar Rav Makom Shchita Hu. So what's the big deal? It's kosher if you shechted there. Kishmol damar lav makom shchita, and therefore it's not makom shchita, and it's aser. So Tosfos over here asks that it's mashma in the Gemara that if you go like Shmuel lav makom shchita hu, then it's for sure aser. Frak Tosfos afilu man demach that itself is not so poshut. Because there's a machlokes in the Gemara before by Higrim Shlish or Shachat Shnei Shlish. I mean, there's a mandam that says it's kosher. Maker Adin. It's a whole machlokes. What we hold lemaisa. It could be that we're just knowing that it's aser, but it's not even aser maker Adin. So Frek Toises that why is it so poshut to the Gemara that Kishmuel it's aser. That's only by Gageres. Here we're going in the Gemara that it's a treif of b'mashu. Here it's also the kulyam. So, in this din of Rava, that Tosis is saying it's also the kulyam. There's a big machloikas over here in the Achrayim. Some Sofer and the Tfas Yaakov have a pshat in the Gemara, which is they themselves say is the Lukatosis. So, the way they say the pshat in the Gemara is Medayik Chassam Sofer. It says v'tarifna that Rava was coming to make it a treif. He wasn't coming to make it a nevela. Says I the Gemara Daf Yotes by Higrim also says Mar Tarif Loi Tarif. And it seems like Tarif is lav dafka, but it sounds like it's a Lashon Nevela. So that's when you're handling and learning. But here he's saying a Psak Halacha, Hahu, Tur Dasa, and Tarifna, meaning he's saying Halacha Lamais, he's saying it's a Trefa. What? What's an Afkamini you want to know? I mean, Afkamini, they had Challah from it from yesterday. So no. No, it still wouldn't work. When the chav came out between the turrets, I don't know. So he has a whole bunch of nafkaminas, even nowadays. No, nowadays. It's the Gabi Yisroel Mevatim Zayzeh with a nevela and a treifa, maybe. Okay. So, Tvoshar has nafkaminas. So Al Koponim, he says that's Chassam Sofer's Diak, but Tarif Nalei, here it's a Trefa. And he says very posh why it's a Trefa. Because L'cha'ira, like Tosis says, Higrim Vishachat Shnei Shlish is good. So Lamaisa wasn't Hagrama, so he did a good Shechita. Nervos, he started off in the Torbet Zaveshet. Since he started off in the Torbet Zaveshet, so L'cha'ira tended to Trefa first. He's Tarifip and Mashu, and then he went ahead and was Shechit. If you were passing like Shmuel, so it would be kosher because it would be like you would need it's lav makom shchita, so it would be straight hagrama behigrim shlish shachat shnei shlish like a gargaras, and maybe it wouldn't even be a treifa, it would be kosher. But since he took the chumra of Rav, he made it into a treifa. As I zok the chassam sofer, the Tiferes Yaakov says it even starker. He says lechayra over here, it could be even better than over there. Because over here, he basically ends up learning the Gemara a similar way. But L'chari Taizim over, not like that. And this depends how you learn the Shakatara Taizis. I was asking, I don't know if everyone learned like this, the Shakatara Taizis, but I thought the Shakatara Taizis like this, that Taizis also knew right away. Taizis also knew right away the Chassam Sofer's whole Cheshbon. And Taizis' whole tzad in the beginning of the Taizis, when Taizis came to explain what he's bavarning, he knew that it was a bit trifle. He wasn't asking that if you hold like the Manda Omar, Higrim Shish, Vashachat, Shnei Shlish, it's kosher. Because why should it be kosher? Machar, he knows the Chassam Sofer's Cheshbon that it's going to be a trifle at least. And you're not going to say that the neck of the turban is gaterain into the shechita, like you say, let's say, by Malika, by Mafrekis, that even though it's not part of it, but Be'etzem, since it's part of the Maisa, so it goes into it and mail it's kosher. Because over here, by the turban, it's not kimitzvasa bekach. And there's no reason, Adrabah, there's no reason to say bechlal that it should be part of it. And most of you could ignore it. So Mamela, Tezis knew the whole time in his kasha, also it was a trefa. Tez wanted to know, why is it a nevela? And the Chari learned the Gemara Kipshuta, because Tarifin and the Homo Sechta, till now, basically meant nevela. So, Mimela, Tez already knew the whole time that it was a trefa. Because Turbetz of Eshet Shenikva is a trefa, and then he went ahead and checked the rest. In fact, Tez, it shouldn't be a nevela, because it'll got me the Shrita, Tigum Shish, Vashachet, Neshlish. But Rabbi Zoy, Tez is saying a Gevaldika Teretz, a big Yisrael in his Teretz. So what's Taisvis he said in his teretz? Zok Taisvis, no, over here you don't have the lumdus of Higrim Shish Vashachat Shnei Shlish. Why not? Because Higrim Shish Vashachat Shnei Shlish, the Gemara says, my taima, the Gemara says, me did have a chatakana pogum. Because basically, just to keep things simple, you could essentially ignore the Higrim Chelek, because there was no Hitzah Schias that was done to the Simen, i.e. the first 49% of the Kana. So if you Higrim Shlish, the first Higrim Shish wasn't Maitzi the Chias from the Kana. And the Mela, the beginning of the Maisa Shechita, which is the beginning of the Aitzah Shechita, so the Simen is happening over here, and the Mela, I could start the Shechita from over here. Matsurif, not Matsurif, whatever. But the point is that you could essentially Dal Mehalchi, the Higrim Shlish, and the Mela, it's not part of the Maisa Shechita Bechlal. And the Mela, I'll start from over here. But Zog Taiz is over here, you can't say that Dal Mehalchi this part, because You toot off in the etzem first higrim shlish, which is the nekiv in the turban tzaveshet, according to Rav. You toot off aitzah schias from the simen. Since you toot off aitzah schias in the simen, this chelek has to go into the shechita. So get the rain into the shechita, because it is a maaser aitzah schias in the simen. Memela, now you don't have any more the svar of dal mehachi, and memela this is part of the shechita, and it's chal in the shechita. Those are grama. Memela, it's possible that's all in the vela. So Shakatara Taiz was a trefa or a nevela. It wasn't kosher or trefa. So and Taiz knew the whole time that some sefer svar it's a trefa. So there's a chiddush that once there's you two daif, I saw a schias in the simen. Nevela it's chal in the simen. It's chal in nevela. It's chal that it's part of the shechita because that's a ma'aser it's a schias in the simen. And nevela you have one big shechita and it's bagram and it's possible. So I wanted to just go into what is this machlokes between some sefer and the Tres Yankif, and we'll see maybe other Achrenim, and the Yisrael of Achoykis between them and Taisis. The Taisis holds that this Svara of Agrama, because it goes into the Shechita. So, before we, there's two parts in order to say Taisis is Chiddush, you have to say two things. And one master both of them. The first thing you have to say is that when you shecht the turbat zaveshet, when you nekiv in the turbat zaveshet, it's chal or it's aschias in the simen. So that's the first thing you have to assume to say this. And the second thing you have to assume is that alone that does that makes it into a grama. So I'll go with the second thing. We'll start with the second thing first because it's a more yisurdis dika, a kolis dika idea, which to me was a chiddush gadol. But it's a pasha chiddush, but it's a chiddush that shteita mefurish. Lagabe, a lot of what we learned already. So I just wanted to share with the olam. It could be as pasha to some people, could be others will argue on it, but it's important zah. So the Shulchan Aruch says halacha in Simen Chaf halacha base. Shchanoch says, if you shecht in the turbits of Eshet, the halacha is v'hu, you shecht in the turbits of Eshet, u'veshet, the makom shchita is wherever it is, it's in the turbits of Eshet, v'hu, if you didn't shecht there, shchitos epsula. It's shchitos epsula v'shir turbits of Eshet, chain eroi l'shchita, l'mal v'beima, whatever the shir is, sherech eshnei its voice. It's the whole thing by itself. So the lashon of the Shchanoch, which is lashon of the Rambam, is it's shchitos epsula. The Rambam's lashon, let's just read inside. Perek Aleph Halach Vav. He brings makom hashchita min achai beveshet. He brings the shir veshet, and he says shachet lemalim makom zev u'nirka turbitz when shchitos epsula. So the Ketz Mishnah is medayik the Rambam. But the Rambam, according to his yisoid, he already said he gives a glossary, he gives a definition of terms, and the Rambam later says that whenever he says shchitos epsula, it means nevela. So in the case of Mishnah's Medayik, that the Rambam is mashma, if you shecht in the turbits of Eshet, it's nevela. So for the case of Mishnah, why should it be nevela? It's only a treifa. So why did the Rambam say nevela? So there, maybe it's lavdafka in the Rambam, basically, because his point is not tumar tahara over here, his point is isser v'heter, and the mela el gabi isser v'heter, it's also. So Kesemishtas asks, when the Rambam says, shoychet l'mal of a turbit aveshet, it's a treifa. He doesn't want to say it's a nevela. So, frek the shach, when this Rambam is gebracht, in Shechonach, in Chaf, halacha beis, so the shach brings the Rambam, and he brings the Kesemishtah, and he brings the Ketz Mishnah's question that it's only a treifa, and he's also loy dati mehayaloy. I don't understand what the Ketz Mishnah's landing over here. What do you mean it's only a treifa? You shecht it through the turbits of Eshet, the animal's dead, and of course it's a nevela. What do you mean it's only a treifa? He doesn't understand what the kash of the Ketz Mishnah is. So, first of all, stamazai, there's a simple answer you could answer in the Kesem Mishnah, before getting into anything fancy, it's also a parenthetical point, but it's very interesting, is we know that Nekuvas HaVeshet is Nevela. Nevela Mechaim, Nevela Charmisa, but it's Chal, Nekuvas HaVeshet is a Nevela. Even if you shecht it afterwards, or it could be even Mechaim, it's an innocent Nevela. Nekuvas HaVeshet has a din of a Nevela, that's what we pass in the Rambam, however Vayit Nevela Mechaim goes. What about a Nekev in the Turbat HaVeshet? Does that make it Nevela? So the Shulchan Aruch himself, Paskins in Simon Lamed Gimel Sif Beis that Nekev Beveshet or Oy Beturbat Zaveshet Veshet Oy Turbat Zaveshet Shenikev Nevela. So you could just say that because of Mishnah that the Rambam, the Peshat in the Rambam is because it's a Nevela. What? Oh, but Which is interesting why the Kesem Mishnah himself, Bechaber says this, he doesn't say that in the Rambam. So the answer is because the Chayyur, the Shach, brings four Rambams and a Mavur not like this. This Bechaber is Shver. This Bechaber is Shver. The Prima Gadim asks, it's a steer to Kesem Mishnah. But this Bechaber is Shver that he paskins that Turbat Zaveshet is Nevela. The Chayyur, the Rambam is Mavur, Turbat Zaveshet is Trefa. Just a simple way to bring it out. Is in the list of the Ayin Trefis, he does not say Nekuvas HaVeshet because he says it's Nevela. It's not Trefa. But the first one he says is Nekuvas HaTurbits. So it's a Nevur, it's a Trefa, not a Nevela. That's the simple Raya. He brings other Rayas like that also. So that's not a good Mahalach to answer, to explain why the Rambam called it a Nevela, because the Rambam himself is a Chayyur Mashma that a Nekiv in the Turbits is only a Trefa. But, So what's the tarot? Zok the pre megadim, zok the pre megadim b'shem al achreinim. It's for sure the pre toyar, the pre chadosh, and the crazy placey. So he brings b'shem al achreinim that the pshat in the Rambam is that this that if you shech through the turbits, it's only this that if you shech through the turbits, zok that the Rambam calls it that the Kesem Mishnah wants to call it a treifa. Is because it's only a treifa if you went ahead and checked it again afterwards in the simon. You checked it through the turbits, and then you go ahead and checked underneath. When you checked in the simon itself, now you did a good shechita. The nekev and the turbits blive a treifa, and the mela it's going to blive a treifa. And could be Zokter, even the Shach agrees to this. The Shach was just asking, what are you asking Akasha on the Rambam? Why he called it a veil? He's talking about a case where you just left it to die. But you don't have to, it's a weird question. He said he doesn't like the Kasha, the Kesef Mishnah. But the din of the Kesef Mishnah he agrees to. That Zokter Prima Gadim, that everyone would agree to this halacha, that if you shechted through the turbits of Eshet, and then you went and shechted underneath it, it would blibe a tray for Shechuta. As long provided, Zokter Prima Gadim, that it's still attached a little bit, otherwise you have Ikar Simonim. And you have Ikar Simonim, that's the one on the bottom, is Bekulai. And Mimela, as long as there's a little bit left, it's not Ikar Simonim, and Mimela, it's a tray for Shechuta. Kavaldika raid. Zok, the Prima Gadim, what's the Raya to the Rambam? What's the Raya to this Pshat? Pasha the Raya. Because he has a different Rambam. But the Rambam says in Per Gimel Alocha Yates, Rambam says that he says, when he says Nevela, Roiva Kone, Oishinikev, sounds like it's just that these things is only b'makom aroy l'shchita makes it in a vela. But if it's not b'makom aroy l'shchita, it's not like that. And he says it more b'fair somewhere else. Paragimel, loch chav gimel. Says gargeres. There's a gishmak loshen. Gargeres. Shenifsak roiv chalala b'makom haroi l'shchita harizu nevela. Mak mashma, if you did it shaloi b'makom haroi l'shchita, it's not a nevela. So therefore, the Rambam says if you shecht it in the wrong place, it's only a treifa. The kavana of the Kesef Mishnah is to say, that you shecht it in the wrong place. You shecht it in the turbits of eshet or in the gargaris lamala from the makom shchita lamala mishipui koiva. So if you shecht it over there, zok the Rambam, that you could go ahead and shecht underneath, and it would only be a tray for shchuta. So shtei da l'chayra, what I was seeing from over here, is a gvaldik achidish, that shechting, being meichel even a shchitas roiv simen in the wrong place is not. Well, how could you shecht it again? What do you mean you could shecht it again? L'chayra, it's not just a treifa, because you did a shechita in the wrong place, which is l'chayra should be the psula grama. So l'chayra should be meichel that there was a shechita b'agrama, which is chala nevelam, it's not the psul shechita b'agrama. So, in a chanami, it's the hilchos nevela mechayim, it's not a nevela mechayim, because if it's not a nevela, l'acharmi, it's not a nevela mechayim either. But how could it be a treifa? L'chayra, why isn't it chala in it the psula grama? Because you shechted shlobim koima. So Chayra stayed over here. I mean, we were suspicious of this the whole time, but I didn't saw so clear like this. That Chayra, there's a kasha in the whole Psula Grama. Called Psula Grama. What do you need Psula Grama for? Chayra, it's just anyway. We know the halacha mashmi sina where the makam shchita is. So what is another Psula Grama besides? So the teretz is that shalom makam shchita, shalom makam shchita. But if you shecht over there, you just make al treifas. You didn't make it into a novella. The psula grama is when it's chal a pasos of shalibim koimai in your shchita. So how do you have in your shchita psula of shalibim koimai is when it's mitzurif to your shchita somehow, the shchita shalibim koimai. How's it mitzurif? It's mitzurif that it's in one maisa shchita, you have in it also shalibim makim. And that's the whole sugya and dafyut ches. When do you put in that psula shalibim koimai? In the middle, in the end, roiv, not roiv, but miyakama, miyabasar, or the roiv, or the middle. Many ways to get to put in, but the point of it is it has to be meichel a chalois paslos of shleibim kaimai in your shechita, which is goes back to that whole yisoid of psula shechita. The psula shechita is not just invalidating your shechita, but it's chal paslos in the shechita. And so chayor over here, it's chal the shame of shechita shleibim kaimai in the shechita idei hagrama, and that's why if you stam shecht shleibim kaimai, it's not going to be hagrama. So memela, you're back to the point. That if you shecht it above, it's not a problem, it's not going to be nevela. Okay. Now, the crazy place is Mechalik. He says this is only true if you did a nekiv in the turbits, but if you shecht it roi v'le gargaris, it's not like that. And he says, why? Because you already did the itzah schias of the simon. So, you did already did the whole itzah schias, what's it shaykh to do in the maisa shchita? Something is also parenthetical, but there's a lot of gishma important things here. So Prima Godin says unbelievable yisoid over here. So to Prima Godin, what's he asking? He's asking all the achrim say now that the Oma Daik and the Ram to Ashur says beferish. All the achrim say beferish. Whether it's in the Gargaris or the Veshet, if you shech the roiv and still attach the miyut, you could still do a shechita. So he says, his kasha that you took out the chias. I'm just going to say over the Prima Godin's teretz, lefalpel and the noil. But he says that we pass him if our chesed kachaya. The animal's 100% alive. The only reason the animal's dead is because shechita makes it dead. So if you shech the shlev makom shechita, it's not dead, it's totally alive. So memela now, it's alive. Fakir, your shechita's making it dead now. Because till it dies, it's alive. Atzma fachesis kachaya. Memela, when you go ahead and shecht underneath it, now it's mechal that it's dead, it's chal on it, Thomas Eichlin, now it's chal on it, amisa, with kayach the shechita. But till now it's taka alive, and the mela, it's not shver, this thing, how could you do a shechita on it? La'achar, it was already cut off Barov Simon. So he says. Okay. Now, akopan m'shtei da yisoid, that once you mechal, the way to make hagrama in the Simon, the way to make hagrama over here is, by being mechal, the chelik of the shechita that's shalibim koimai has to be mitzurv to the shechita. And since and if that chelik has to be mitzurv to the shechita, that's what makes it into psula grama. So the pshat in the Tosfos is that Tosfos is saying over here that since you did one maisa shechita and you cut the simen ba'ofen that you're moitzi the chias of the simen, so that alone makes it that the maisa over there is mitzurif to the maisa shechita, and that's how you make a la grama in the simen. Now, what was the other chayim hold not like that? So l'chayra, there's a whole nother shayla here in the achrayna, which is or in the rishayna, which is that what is the what is the treifas bechlal of what is the treifas bechlal of? Oh, I just wanted to ask an interesting question. Also, is according to this, it comes out that there's a Mefurash Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and all the Achrayim are going like it. That if you make a nekiv in the Torah b'tzaveshet lamala, or you make a psukas hagageres lamala from the makom shechita, it's tak only a treifa. And if you shecht it underneath it, it's a treifa shluta. So yes, you can ask a very strong question, which is well, the Gemara, the Mishnah says elu treifas nekuvas haveshet the psukas hagageres. Frek the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis. That those things aren't available, they're not treifa. So the Gemara has to be doichik and say, who's the Tana, etc. And the Gemara says, Elo Asura es Ketani. Because we don't want to say Elo Treifas. According to this, you have two Eifanim of a Nekuva in the Turbat Zaveshet, and you have a Psuk Sagargaris, that's Taka Treifa, if it's Lamal and Makam Shechita. So why can't that be the answer of the Gemara? Because that's not an available, that's Taka Treifa. So the Gemara could have suggested that Teretz, that maybe it's referring to if it's Shlub Makam Shechita. If it's Makam Shechita, okay, so we're not talking about that. But that's taka nevela, that's not treifa. But
well, to, you said turbat zaveshet?
Well, so you have to, it depends. If you say, like we're going to say soon, according to the Rajba, maybe that's what, it's included in that. Okay. Bal kaponim, okay, I'm just saying, so it's zikhar good, zikhar ara. Now, let's get to the next point, which you're touching on, which is, what is the tarfas here b'chlal? So the Rajba asks Akasha, that the Rajba asks, why isn't the nekiv in the Turbat Zaveshet included in the Mishnah? So the Rajba says, that if you go like Rav, for sure the way the Rav says it originally, that Rav holds the Makom Shechita and the Kavosar B'mashu, so it's l'chayra. I'm just going to take liberty in the Rashba for a minute. Basically, it's basically part of the Veshet. So it's part of the Veshet. So Mamela, it's included in the Nekuvas Veshet. And even according to the Maskan of the Gemara, that it's you can't shecht over there. But that's it's Shlod Makom Shechita, but it's still Chelik of the Veshet. It's Chad Eiver. And Mamela, it's still Zakt Rashba included in the Nekuvas Veshet. But what about according to Shmuel? So he says, V'chai, it's a different shear. But here, given to Eberachad, v'shir achad, who like chashvinu l'katarati. But according to Shmuel, v'chaira, it should be its own thing. So he answers, in the second tarot at least, so Shmuel answers, so he says, kiven the b'chad Eberhu, v'shem chatichas ha'Eberhu. And he brings a raya from Tzumas Agidin and Nechtach Horeglaim. So the way I understood this Rashba is that he's not just saying an answer that Stamazoi, if biologically speaking, it's in one, it's all in one area of the animal. So Mamela, it's listed together. What he's saying is that there's a certain way how each aver is poigim in the chias of the behema. So Mela Lagabi Raglaim, a chatach in the regel is chal a trefis in the behema. So chatach in the regel could be chal min arkuv elamayla, could be chal min atzemes agidim. But both of them is chal that it's a chatach to the regel, and the aver which is nifgam over here is the regel. So Mela is listed as one. It's not a problem with the tzumas agidin. The tzumas agidin is how you're poigim the regel, and Mela it's a pgeya in the regel. So Mela he even though the physical. The physical way, how you're putting the chias of the regal, one is through nechtechu min arkuv elamayla, one is from the tzumas agidin, but the choyli, the tzchal over here, is mikoyach, a problem with the regal. So I thought his answer is that even though you can have a nekev in the veshet, and you need roiv, a nekev berubai in the turbits, but the pegiyah in the turbits is because it shtares the chias of the veshet. So Mimela Tzchal, the Tzchal, B'teras, it's included in the Kuvas of Veshet because it's two ways how you're staring the Chiyas of the Veshet. You're staring the Chiyas of the Veshet by being Noikiv of the Veshet itself, or a Chatach. In the Torah, it's also stares the Chiyas of the Veshet. And Mimela, the list, Gabi, the list, it's the Chiyas of the Veshet, which is Nifkam. So if you say like down in the Rashba, so I thought, that's very geschmack. What Tosis is saying? Tosis is saying is that since when you cut the turbits, it's chal, it's a schias from the simen itself. So memela, it's part of the shechita because it's chal, it's a schias from the simen itself, and memela is hagroma, and it's all part of the maisa shechita, like we said before. And memela, that's frantis. So he's saying these two things together. He's going, number one, is that a pegia in the turbits is a shter to the chias of the veshet, and memela. When you started there, you can't say dami hachi because it's part of the itzas chias of the simen. Memela it's chal that you shechted shlebim kaimai and it's chal agram in the whole simen. That's lachar pshantis. But lachayra the achrayim, or at least the tvoshar b'roisham, argues on this Rashba. So, and the prima gadim is mitzayin this tvoshar. It's unbelievable prima gadim and unbelievable tvoshar. The kasha of the Prima Godim, it's a beautiful kasha. The Rosh here says a simple din. The Rosh says halacha that if you shechted shnei shlish in the veshet and then you shechted into the turbits, says up the Rosh, turbits haveshet shenike b'mashu treifa v'lav mokim shchitahu, like the maskana of the Gemara in Rav. Hilkach im hischil hashchita kol du b'turbits v'gamra b'veshet psula v'gamra b'veshet psula. V'chein bebehema im shachat haveshet tchila v'ach hashashachat ruboi higrim v'shachat beturbetz psula. So there, if you started with the veshet and you went into the turbits, so up there it's shchita so psula because we pass in shloim makom shchita. So Kipshut is saying atzagrama. So frek the prima godim. How could the Rosh say that if you shechted in the veshet and you went to the turbits, it's a problem of agrama? We paskin, the Rosh himself paskin, that Grumman the Miapasha doesn't passel. It doesn't passel if you shechted in the Kana and went into the. It doesn't passel. So why would over here passel all of a sudden? So in fact, the Prima Godim Mamasha Pasha Takasha on the Rosh. It's a steer in the Rosh. The Rosh here says that if you shechted the Veshen, you went into the Torbits and the Miapasha, it passels. The Rosh himself says if you shechted in the Kana and you shechted in the Miapasha, it wouldn't passel. My high, so in fact, the Prima Godim. So in Sim Chavdalit. Zak the Prima Godim, the Teretz is up here, you saw it from Tvashar. Tvashar says, a big Yisoid. The Tvashar is going on the Simen Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chavav, that's proof of where the Tvashar is. We paskin that on the one hand we passing the Yeshtrei for Lachatzichias, but we also passing that the simon is Mancha B'dikula. So what that means is that when you shecht the simon, you shecht the roiv of a simon, the entire simon is Mancha B'dikula, it's already dead. And you can't make treifas anymore in the simen, or you can't make any treifas anymore in things which are totally in the simen, like the reya. The Gemara says, you can't, if you shecht the dekana, you can't make a treifas in the reya. But the Gemara says, if you shecht the dekana, you could make a treifas in B'nei Me'ayim. You could still make a treifas elsewhere in the Behema. Because yesh treifas l'chatz yechias. Halfway through the shechita, you could still make a treifas. So zokta tefua shor, in the kana, the whole kana is mancha b'dekula once you shecht the roif. But zok there in the veshet after you shecht the roiv, but the turbit is not mancha b'dekula because the turbit is a separate chias than the veshet itself. So zok the tuashar that the turbit's a veshet and the veshet are two separate chiasin. Since they're two separate chiasin, so memela after you shecht the roiv of the veshet, you could still make a treifis in the turbits. So because you don't say that the turbit is mancha b'dekula. So zok the primogodim, that's pshat in the rush. When the Rosh says if you shechted the veshet to shnei shlish and then you were magrim into the torbits, it's possible you meant it's a treif, not a nevela. It's not al tagrama. It's a pshat is because it's no grama right? So it doesn't possible there, but it's chal treifus because you can make a treifus in the torbits of veshet after you shechted roiv of the veshet. That's what he said. Yeah, because also it's not yeshivas chatzichias. No, he says maskal beveshet. The Rosh said. Yeah.
Once there's chiyus there, why can't you pass also grama lane?
Well,
once there's still chiyus there, why can't you pass also grama lane?
No, because he's going into no grama in the mipasra.
Maybe that's why the kana where it's taka dead already the simen. The kana of the simen is dead already. That's why you can't be. That's why you can't make grama anymore. But by the veshet there's still chiyus, then you see what else.
Yes, true. No, it's kosher. It's kosher. Hatzilus shchita. It's kosher. If you did chalad also, it's not possible.
Because of the chashivas of the simen, you're not doing anything.
It's because it's kosher. You can't pass it after it's kosher.
You already did right.
You did right. We're saying on simchas shechita, it's not possible. So what you l'chayra see from the tefuah shar, and that, this also l'chayra answers your question a little bit. What you see from the tefuah shar is l'chayra not the tights that we're saying in the Rashba and in Taisvis. That the chias of the turbit is taka separate chias from the chias of the veshet itself. That it's chai, the way it provides the chias to the veshet to the behemah is different than the veshet than the thing. It's more like a connector. It's however you want to say it, but it's like so let's go back to the kasha of the Rashba. So the Rashba has the kasha. That l'chayra, why isn't the turbits, not given the turbits, especially like Shmuel, why isn't it listed separately in the Mishnah? So I think the Tzvah Shor gives another answer to that. I think he says, that's what I remember, but then, right before, I didn't get a chance to look it up again, because I had a suffix in the end, somewhere in the middle, what he meant. I have to look it up again, but he says, So he says, "Afagav delfi rois einenu chad averu mikomakum efter delin chiyusai milsachriti," and like this. And then he says, "So according to Shmuel, he says it's bechalal not included, not like the Rashba. According to Shmuel, it's bechalal not included in the treifus of nekuvas aveshet." It's included in the treifas of Nedadlu Beruban, of Simon Shin Nedadlu Beruban. Means that the problem with the nekev in the veshet, according to Shmuel, is with this, that the veshet can't live anymore because it can't connect to the rest of the behemah. So it's chal in the treifas of Nedadlu Beruban. It's not the chiyas, it's not being poigim in the chiyas of the veshet itself. So he has to give a different text than the Rashba. The Rashba is saying it's one chiyas with the chiyas of the, it's one chiyas with the chiyas of the veshet. And for sure, saying that's two separate things. There's a veshet, there's a turbas of veshet, and the turbas of veshet is more like a connector. It provides and lets the veshet do what it needs to do. Memela, when there's pchal, a problem, al tzeruban, says nedal blu beruban. That's what he wants to say. He says in Rav, he don't say nedal blu beruban because it's a different shear. So he says you have to say. Kivan de lamaris ayin chodahu v'dineim shovin because it's a nekev. So it's listed, it's included in the Kuz HaVeshet, and he says, V'damu l'hod meshani b'gemara chulin daf kuf lamed gimel amed beis. It's like that. So what's that? So that's talking over there by Matanas Kahuna. And it's asking over there, why didn't we list the Lechi with the other Aver of the Behema? And the one says, we didn't bother listing everything that looks similar. I mean, it's no shy, it's not that it's the same thing. It's talking two separate things. But two separate things, which are similar, we don't list in the Mishnah. He brings a raya from the list of Matnas Kahuna, which ones are counted separate, which ones aren't. And the Gemara says, "Kim the Dami La Adodim," so it's the same. So we list it. Meaning, the Tvoshor is learning not like the Rashba. The Rashba is saying it's one chias together. The Veshet then interprets the Veshet as one chias together. And the Mela. Oh, that's what we wanted to tie in. And Toysa said that's why Toysa is saying agrama. And because you already moitz the chias of the simon, and therefore it goes into the ma'aser shechita and everything like that. The for sure, and from Gadim is saying that pshat in the rush. Baal Kapon is learning that's a separate chias, that the turbos of eshet is a separate chias, and this kasha, where is it in the Mishnah? It's like a separate aver in the Mishnah also. So Gavi, the question, according to the Rashba, if it's enough included in the Kuvas HaVeshet, it's a l'chai, I think my question is still a good question. The Pesuk has a Gageres and a Kuvas HaVeshet, you found a case that it's a treif, it's not an avela. But according to the Tvoshar, a koponim by Veshet, it wouldn't be like that. So some Sefer and the Tveres Yankiv basically says in Mefurish, they're going that the chias of the Torbitz is a separate chias. And then Mela, it's Takana Chalagram over there. And what's a Chal? It's Chal Trefus. And Mela was never Chal. That was being Pogim, the Chias of the Simon. And that's how they learned it, that it was Chal, only Beteras Trefa, not Beteras Nevela. One thing that we would have to figure out with this is the Kresi Plesi. Because the Plesi says that the way the Plesi goes is that if you shechted roiv of the gargaris, it's an avela, you can't reshecht it. But if you shechted roiv in the turbits, so he says, there you could reshecht it. So, l'chora, and he says, I'll bring a riot, because once you shecht roiv of the gargaris, you can't reshecht because it was yatzah d'chias. That was the prima god, that was the placing. So he's obviously learning that it's cholik in this thing. That in the Pesukas HaGargaris, even the L'malim Yimakam Shechita Avad, it's one Simen, it's one Aver, and the Mela, it's one Itzah Chiyas, and you might see the Chiyas of the Simen already. But in the Turbits, he says, the reason it's Shaykh to reshecht it is because you won't might see the Chiyas of the Simen yet. So he's going over there, Klar, also like the Tvor Shar, to explain the Rambam, that the reason why it's only a Trefa, Shefer Shchuta, is because there was no Itzah Chiyas in the Simen. He's saying Beferish. Now saying HaGargaris, where it's called the Itzah Chiyas in the Simen already, you can't reshecht it. So that would also be a Raya that he's going like this. Okay.